Boogie.
I'm Arlene.
And I'm Marty.
And welcome to our little internet radio show of our favourite Christmas songs that we've done over the last 10 or so years. Well, it's 2003, 11 years it's been now. You've not been on them all, Arlene.
No, I haven't.
They only really came to life when you joined, didn't it? back in 2008. But to start the ball rolling, we have to go all the way back to 2003.
So who was working on the show with you then?
Well, it was me. It was my first Christmas on the show. I started in March 2003. And when it got to Christmas time, it was myself and Vicky Pitchers. And it was going okay. The show was seemed to be growing a little bit. And everything was going well. And our boss at the time, Nick Goodman, said to us, you should do a Christmas song. And we're like, what do you mean? He said, well, just take a Christmas song, change the words, make it local, and sing your Christmas song on the show.
So it's his fault.
So it's all his blame. His email address is nick.goodman at BT or something, I don't know. But send him your complaints because it's his fault. So way back in 2003, this was our first Christmas song. It's the story of a couple who go out, not together, they go out separately. They meet at a pub or a club, they're a bit tipsy, and they wake up on Christmas morning together. The bloke has no idea where he is. It's the fairy tale of New Craig Hall.
It was Christmas morning, babe. Man, I feel rank. This old girl next to me. Last night we had some fun. And then she turned her eye. Her teeth, she had a few. I turned my face away. I thought that I might spoil you. We got a taxi home. It must have been half one. Clothes disappearing. No socks, no pants, no shoes. So happy Christmas. Where am I, baby? I've gotta find a cab and get away from you.
Shops full of clothes, but the A1 traffic backs to Sheriff Hall. When you first bought me vodka on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Stockbridge was waiting for me. I feel awful.
You look pretty as we danced inside city. When the vodka was finished, we yelled out for more.
The doorbell was singing.
My God, you look minging.
You tried to kiss my feet right through my tights.
I should have got the last bus home back to Dalgetty Bay. What a bloomin' awful start to Christmas Day.
You're so dumb, you're no hung.
Well, I look good in trunks. Last night you were desperate to get me to bed.
You came back just nagging. You gave me a slagging. If only it hadn't all ended so fast.
I should have got the last bus home back to Dalgetty Bay.
What a blooming awful start to Christmas Day.
I could have just gone home.
Well, take your keys and phone and put your chat up lines where the sun don't shine.
I'll text you later, babe, on my new mobile phone. Don't wanna be all alone next week on Hogmanay. I should have got the last bus home back to Dalgetty Bay.
What a bloomin' awful start to Christmas Day.
Ogre, you called me an ogre.
Yeah, well, you know, your teeth are a bit curly, aren't they, Vicky?
Well, Boogie, in fairness, I have 15 Sambucas.
Yeah, well, yeah, you slagged my performance. I thought it was all right. 7 minutes, that wasn't too bad.
7 minutes, and your smelly breath. Have you smelled your breath this morning? like dog breath.
Oh, God, you could strip paint with that, couldn't you?
It's
really
not very nice, is it?
Okay, so our Christmas journey continues and we've now reached 2004, the second year I'm on the show and still on the show with Vicky Pictures back in the day. This was still before your time. Mm-hmm. What we call on the show BA, before Arlene. So the second year, obviously Fairy Tale and New Craig Hall had gone down fairly well.
Yep, and it was well received. So, I remember listening to it and thinking, that's good.
That's not bad. So pressure was on the second year. It was like the second album, you know, the pressure is on to write a good one the second time. And I don't really think we managed it, to be fair, in retrospect. The theme for this one is all about going out for your Christmas party and doing what most people do at the Christmas time at their party is you start off with a glass of Prosecco and then you have a few glasses of wine and then you have some beers and then you have some Jager bombs.
And then someone shouts, tequila!
Tequila. Oh, I'll have a shot of that. And before you know it, the room is spinning. So it's Christmas time. We're mixing beer and wine. It's 2004's Christmas song.
My head starts to spin, my face in a bin. I might have passed out, it must have been the gin. Vodka and Fanta, two Pernod, Bacardi breezers, rum and Vimto. It's Christmas time, I'm mixing beer and wine. The room is spinning, I don't feel fine. I've been at my party and lying here, I think a big time mistake, this mixing my drinks.
Time for a pint, or maybe a shandy. I could have sherry, or maybe a brandy. Miller for starters, Drambuie like Thuc, Blue Nun, Black Tower, Five Leaf Frau Milk.
It's Christmas time, I'm mixing beer and wine. The room is spinning, I don't feel fine. I've been at my party, the fellas, four Jack and Coke, and four pints of Stella. Christmas is fun, tonight I feel lucky. Let me just finish this bottle of Bucky.
Fine. I've been to my party
and lying here, I think
a big time mistake,
this mixing my drink.
Moving on to Christmas 2005, and there was a change on the show in 2005.
Yeah. Is it me?
It's not you yet, oh. No, but Vicky had left by then and was replaced by Jill McLaren. So Jill came on to the show. Not everybody likes to sing, but Jill really didn't want to get involved too much in the singing, but she was quite happy to be on the song in a non-singing role. And that became sort of Jill's place over the next couple of years on the show. And so this was the one that we got a lot of internet hits for the first time. We even had someone not involved in the show at all, just a guy, I think a young lad, he was about 15, who made his own video to this. And it went viral on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, and it went all around the world. It had like 50,000 views or something. And I think it's still out there somewhere.
You wouldn't get that nowadays.
No,
all over that now.
Absolutely not. So this was the one from 2005. It's about the chavs at Christmas time. It's Stop the Chavalry.
Oh, you, man, what do you want for Christmas?
I am pure wine, one of those Nicholson tops, man, or Gallus.
You'll get 20 Super Kings, man, and you'll like it.
Aye, Mr. Polish, man, you can't insult me, swallowing on my bucky. I'll tell you where to go, you can't take my blow, my cap is pure Barbary. I think I'm really tough, you might have had enough, you can't stop the chavalry. Every night down the street by the chippy, I am really blind. Check out my sobby ring, you can't stop the chavalry. I bet no, I can get my own ass bow. Drinking fizzy alcohol pop in my Kappa tracky toe. Dubba dubba dub dub dubba dubba dub dubba dub dub dubba dub dubba dubba dub man dubba dubba dub dub. I'll be in a jail this Christmas.
What about those lyrics, man? They're pure rank. Dobba, dobba, dob.
You are a dobba.
Who you call a dobba?
You're a dobba.
Get it out.
You're a dobba.
Whatever,
dobba.
You'll see that, you.
Monet.
Oh, you.
What will Santa bring? 20 Super Kings, something for little Brittany. A top that's got a hood would be really good. A T-shirt from FC UK. Face it, man, you can't stop. You can't stop the chavalry.
I'm going to the spot, man. You want anything?
A ball of Bucky, ball of Thunderbirds, 20 Super Kings.
White Lightning?
Half a dozen White Lightnings. Get me a six-pack of the Kestrel Extra Strong, right?
20 Super Kings?
Aye, man.
Dobba dobba dob dob dobba dobba dob dobba dob dob dobba dob dobba dobba dob man dobba dobba dob dob dobba dobba dob dobba dob dob dobba dob dobba dobba dob man. I'll be in the jail this Christmas. Wish I had a big gold chain, an egg tag that has got my name. Jewelry man gives you the right look. I got mine at Elizabeth Duke. I'll be in the jail this Christmas.
Check out my new trainers, man. You're pure Gallus. Look at him.
Why is one lace undone?
It's here, man. Look. Taiwan.
Stop the Chavalry from 2005. That song came from the name. We came up with the name first and then wrote the song. Because Stop the Cavalry, Stop the Chavalry, it wrote itself and that's how it came about. OK, so we're now on to 2006. Still B.A., before Arlene. And again, it was another song that we did with Jill McLaren on the show when she was co-hosting on the show. And I actually remember the day really well. I went up to Jill's house in Kirstorfin and we sat in her living room and just threw about ideas. And the thing about this song, we nearly didn't do it. And there's a very good reason. It's because of who did the original. It was Gary Glitter. Right.
Ah, right.
So obviously, there was a big question mark. We thought, can we do it? Can we not? And we eventually decided just to do it because it was a quite fun song. So ignoring the original, here comes our song from 2006. It's another sausage roll at Christmas.
Hey, Boogie, you've
done really well in your diet.
Yeah, I know, Jill, but do you know what? It's this time of year, it's always difficult to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It's Christmas, you can indulge.
Yeah, you can indulge, but I just don't know where to draw the line.
You don't know where it stops.
Fresh mince pies, chicken thighs. By next week, I'll be twice this size. Fill my plate with tons of food. Cakes and pies and Christmas food. No one to kiss under mistletoe. So I'll just let myself go. Stuff my face with lovely things. Look at the size of my bingo wings.
Another sausage roll at Christmas. Another Christmas sausage roll.
Glass of wine, board of cheese. 1,000 million calories.
Another sausage roll at Christmas. Another Christmas sausage roll.
I love this food, these fatty treats. My belly's so big I can't see my feet. It's a race to stuff my face. A selection box, £2 from Mace. Curly, whirly, Yorkie bar. They're 3, 4, 2, doon at the spar. A roses tin from Auntie Lynn. To scoff the lot, it's such a sin. Brussels sprouts, they taste a dream. When they're dipped in double cream.
Another sausage roll at Christmas. Another Christmas sausage roll.
Roasting tin full of tatties. Eat them up.
Come on, fatties.
Another sausage roll at Christmas. Another Christmas sausage roll.
Stuff your face, don't be thin. Come on, baby, count my chins.
Mince helpings, Christmas pudding. Cream on my mince pies. Massive helpings, Christmas pudding.
Please bring me a big box of milk tree. Prawn cocktail, seafood platter. 100 weights of chipolata. My Uncle Jim, he's a nutter. He smeared himself with brandy butter. The chocolate coins from Old St. Nick. I've eaten so much now I feel sick.
Another sausage roll at Christmas. Another Christmas sausage roll.
40-inch waist, dear oh dear. I'll start my diet in New Year.
Another sausage roll at Christmas. Another Christmas sausage roll.
In a race, I come last. I'm off to Boots to buy Slim Fast.
Ah, that'll be why your bum cheeks have different postcodes.
Yeah, that's right. Come here, I'm going to sit on you. Come here.
Now for the Christmas song, and Arlene, you're still not here yet.
Oh, blimey.
But don't worry, this is the last one before you joined the team. So 2007, Dingo was on the show by then. So myself and Dingo and Jill all got together. We wrote the song together, and we actually did quite a good video to this one as well. It's all about when, not so much nowadays, because you can't drive there so much now, but back in the day on George Street in Edinburgh, they used to have all the parking spaces in the middle of the street, didn't they?
Yeah, double sides.
And it was double sided. You could go in from either side, and when you tried to get a space, you would find a space and some idiot would nick it from the other side.
Exactly.
And it was really frustrating. And just trying to get anywhere near the shops in Edinburgh city centre, the tram works were beginning about then, and it was just a nightmare trying to get parked. So we decided Christmas parking just can't be done. Here it is from 2007.
Jill? Keep your eye open for a space,
I
right?
I am.
Can't get one anywhere.
I'm on George Street, looking for parking.
There's one, mate.
I've been driving round and round.
There's one.
Traffic's murder, and I'm getting dizzy.
I feel sick.
Christmas shopping is just no fun.
Good move, there's one.
Roads are icy, so are the pavements. Other drivers are always wrong.
Come on, leave me a space.
Trying to park now in the city centre.
There's another one.
I've been looking.
There's one over there.
Oh, so long.
The minis are out in force today.
5 minutes over and you get a fine. I should have stayed at home with the central heating on and done it all online. I found a space there.
Found a space there.
Outside Slater's.
Outside Slater's.
But it was for bikes and they're not so wide.
Not so wide. then another. But before I got there, someone nicked it from the other side.
Oh, come on, I was here first!
Typical!
Come on! Where are you quick? I was here first! I'm not moving! I'm not... Ah!
Find a space!
I'm looking!
You missed another one!
You're not looking hard enough!
And another! I can't look any harder!
There's one!
There's no,
one.
It's for bikes!
If you get told, you get told.
5 minutes over and you'll get a fine. I should have stayed at home with the central heating on and a bottle of cheap red wine. I'm still on George Street.
Still
looking for parking.
Still looking for parking.
And I'm still driving round and round.
Round and round.
The traffic's worse now. And I understand now. Christmas parking just can't be done. Christmas parking just can't be done. Christmas parking just can't be done.
Why don't we just go home and get a taxi in?
Charlotte Square!
You'll never get parked in Charlotte Square.
Charlotte Square!
And there's another one.
Now I'm on Queen Street.
Now I'm on Queen Street.
Still looking for parking.
Still looking for parking.
And I'm thinking I'll not get one.
I'll not get one.
Now it's gridlock. And I'm going nowhere. Christmas parking just can't be done.
We should have gone to Gael.
Mike, what are you doing? I saw that space first.
Let's go to Gael.
No, I'll get one. Go around one more time.
Oh,
we'll find
no.
a space.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, there's that again.
And another.
I'm watching you.
And you missed it.
I found the space. Look at me. I think the space first.
There's another one. Bring it quick.
Right, come on. Go on with it.
There's one. It's the same one. It's for bikes.
Oh, you'll fit in it.
No, I won't. For bikes! 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 Bikes!
Why don't we come up on the bike?
Because we have to go on a bike!
You've missed another one.
And another.
Christmas parking just can't be done.
I want a bike.
Ah! Right, that's it.
We are looking back at some of the Christmas songs that we've done on Boogie in the Morning over the years. Hello, I'm Boogie. Hiya, Arlene.
Good morning.
And hello, Martin.
Hello.
Now, 2008 was a fairly miserable year for the show, really. Nothing exciting happened. Oh, apart from Arlene joining the show.
Finally.
Yes. And here's the thing about Arlene is that you can actually sing.
Well, I can't really, but I give it a good shot.
No, but you can. You know the difference between chords and keys and range.
Flats and sharps.
Flats and
all
and sharps.
That.
And you know that because your husband's a music teacher.
Yes.
So the first song was back in 2008. Now, what was the big story in 2008? It was the credit crunch, wasn't
it? People were going through a pretty hard time.
Yeah. Do you remember the Icelandic banks?
That's right.
Everybody invested the money in them. They all went bust and everybody was skint suddenly.
And then it had a knock-on effect, didn't it?
Of course it did. So we thought what we'd do is do a cover version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. But because times are tough, Santa isn't coming.
I think we upset a lot of children that year.
I think we did, didn't
Sorry
we,
about that.
Really? And there's a line about Rudolph being turned to glue, which I think is a bit unfair. But here it is from 2008. It's Santa Isn't Coming to Town.
Dingo.
Yes, mate.
Go and put the radio on, will you?
Sure.
Festive financial trouble is on the horizon with news of job cuts in Lapland.
Oh.
500 elves have been axed as the Christmas company struggles to deal with the economic downturn.
Oh, no, mate.
There's yet more proof the credit crunch is hitting Christmas shoppers.
Oh, that's not
Sales
good, is
of
it?
Mince pies and malt wine have plummeted compared with this time last year.
What a disaster.
We can reveal shares in Santa Claus have crashed. The latest figures from the Festive 100 Index show they're at their lowest ever level.
Oh, that's terrible. Things are getting really bad.
Arlene, Dingo,
yeah?
Can you come and sit down a second? I need to talk to you. I've got some bad news. Dingo, can you put the radio off, please?
Okay.
Thanks.
What is it?
I don't know quite how to say this. Okay, so listen up. I'm real sorry, kids. This'll make you cry. It's very sad news. I'm telling you why. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming to town. There'll be no presents, no turkey for lunch.
He lost all his cash in the credit crunch. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming to town. Rudolph has been paid off. He's flown from the North Pole. He lives now in a field near Dundee, and he signed on for the dough.
Rudolph's on the dough.
No Brussels sprouts, no lovely mince pies, no new DVDs or novelty ties. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming to town.
Oh, Arlene, is it true?
Of course it's not true. Santa would never do anything like that. Especially if you've been a good boy all year, have you?
I have been. I really have. I've put in a big effort.
Well, in that case, Santa always brings toys to boys and girls who've been good all year. And especially if you believe. Do you believe, Dingle?
I believe, yeah.
See, I believe.
I believe, Arlene.
The elves have all been fired. Without a word of thanks. If only Santa hadn't put all his cash in Icelandic banks.
He put all his cash in Icelandic banks.
Santa's no happy, he's suffering from stress. The bailiffs have been the sleighs repossessed. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming to town. Santa isn't coming.
Right, that's enough. I've had enough of you.
What?
You're scaring the children.
It's true.
It's not true.
It's the credit crunch. It's biting, Arlene.
Listen, Santa always comes to town. Come on, surely you believe that.
I do believe that.
Do you believe?
I believe, Arlene.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I believe.
Well, I think everyone should say, I believe.
I believe.
All together, come on, Dingle. We believe.
We believe Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus is coming to town.
Unless he gets paid off before then.
Boogies, stop it.
Sorry.
We have reached 2009 with our Christmas tunes, listening back to some of the songs that we've done on Boogie in the Morning over the years. And 2009, Arlene, your second year, you're beginning to get your feet under the table a mm-hmm. little bit more. Yeah. And actually, with this one, you probably take most of the lead of this song.
Do I?
Well, you do all the ahs.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is probably one of my favourites,
yeah.
I think.
And also, just by pure coincidence, this was the year that I met my now wife. And, well, we sort of started dating in 2009, well, towards the end of 2008, to 2009. And when
so was it biographical? Is that what you're telling us?
Kind of. my wife insists that this song is about her being high maintenance. It's not really. It's about someone else I know being high maintenance.
Who is not now your wife.
Who is not my wife now, no. It's the story of a lad who has a high maintenance girlfriend, but I mean, we took it way to the extreme. So not only does she want a diamond ring, she wants a pony, she wants a Ferrari, she wants a fortnight in the Maldives. Here it is from 2009. It's Pony for Christmas.
I asked my girlfriend, what do you want from Santa? Maybe a new bracelet, new pants and a bra. Well, she looked at me with a face of glee. Her smile began to grow. That's when I knew I was in the poo. I need so much, so much dough. She wants a pony this Christmas and shoes made from gold. She wants a pony Christmas and some champagne that's cold. She wants a new car in the driveway, 'cause her one's too old this Christmas. I asked her, how much do you think that I get paid? She asked me,
how much do you want to get
lost? Hey, stop that.
So I hit the town and I looked around, but all I could afford was a DVD, Susan Boyle CD, and a new ironing board. She wants a pony this Christmas and a new Prada bag. She wants a pony this Christmas. She thinks she's a wag. She wants a $3,000 wristwatch, a Rolex or tag this Christmas.
Mate.
Yes, Steve?
Remember last year when you bought her that car?
Oh, yeah, it was a nice red one.
Yeah, I thought at the time I was taking it too far.
Yeah, it was expensive. It was 100 grand.
Now, I know that you like her.
Oh, she's hot, man.
I know that you care. Oh,
she treats me right,
you know? Geez, mate, she's high maintenance.
Yeah, I know.
She's a complete nightmare.
I want a pony Christmas that would give me a big grin. I want a pony this Christmas, or there's no colouring in.
She wants a pony this Christmas and a big diamond ring. She wants a pony this Christmas and some new Gucci bling. She wants a fortnight in the Maldives sometime in the spring for Christmas. Merry Christmas, darling. Hope you like your present.
2010 on our countdown of our favourite Christmas songs that we've done over the years on Boogie in the Morning. And I think you'll agree, Arlene, this was the hardest one to actually perform because it layers over each other, doesn't it, this one?
It was quite a challenge. I remember you having to be slightly lechy in it and me having to be pure and innocent, and neither of us were very good at those roles.
I think I'm also right in saying that the year that we did this song, I had a stinking cold. And you can hear it in my voice when you listen to this one. I'm really croaky. I'm like, ah. It's a cover version of Tom Jones and Keris Matthews. And baby, it's cold outside. And it's all about trying to get a taxi at the end of the night. You have to keep walking away from the city centre and keep walking and keep walking until you get a taxi. And before you know it, baby, it's Morningside.
To go away.
It's oh so late in the night.
Let's walk up this way.
Look out for a gold cab light.
There's none to be seen.
Oh, our chances are slim.
I'm as cold as ice.
I'd pay a grand or any price.
We've nearly walked as far as Curry.
My speech is a little bit slurry.
I dropped my chips back there on the floor.
Well, I did offer to buy you some more.
Snow is starting to flurry.
My eyesight's gone blurry.
The shoes, they make my feet oh so sore.
Get some plasters from the Scotland store.
Is that Bransfield Lane?
What, you mean that big space there?
Or is it Sockdane Clink?
You're a complete nightmare.
Do you think they would let
I need to pee right
us
now.
Sleep in the sand.
We can't do that.
I think I just fell.
I really just want a chauffeur.
Come on, we're getting closer.
Or a taxi with a face on the side.
The taxis, they have all gone to hide.
We've walked a long way.
Baby, don't hold out. Now we're in Morningside.
We're halfway to Glasgow.
You know, Boots, Arlene's right.
The the sign I just see.
You two are doing my head in.
It said Roxburgh.
There's Canny Man's and Loopy Long.
This blister I've got is so vicious.
Oh, a kebab would be delicious.
I don't think I can walk anymore.
Come on, it's just 5 minutes more.
My husband, he will be suspicious.
And he can be quite vicious.
If I wander in at 4:20.
He'll think you've met a man and you've scored.
Oh, why don't we fold?
Boots made, I swear.
One from Clovenstone.
I'm desperate and in despair.
At least you can stand.
I really need an elastic band.
Oh, Dave, just pee.
I can't go when you're watching me.
We'll never make the show tomorrow.
There's a car we could borrow.
Will we ever get a taxi ride?
I'm going back to the Jekyll and Hyde.
I think that is wait.
Rose with the lights on.
Now we're in Mall.
Oh no! Someone else has got it!
Bloomin' typical, isn't it?
2011 next on our Christmas songs that we've done on Boogie in the Morning. And this one was the big story of the year. And one of the biggest things that's happened to Edinburgh over the last decade, I would have said, it was the year the pandas arrived.
Oh, yeah. Remember how exciting it was? And we were all talking about what will be if the pandas get it together and they are successful.
Yeah.
We might have some babies.
Yeah, we're still waiting, aren't we? So that was the song. We took Santa Baby, which I think it was the Kylie version that we sort of based it on, wasn't it?
Yeah, really? And I found it particularly challenging. I mean, those hot pants, the chafing was unbelievable.
It was, and there was a bit of spillage over the sides when you were walking up to the studio to record it, if I remember. So here it comes from 2011. It was our Christmas song that year, Panda Bamboo. Babies.
Panda babies, that's what everyone wants to see, sweetie. I'm a boy, you're a girl, panda babies, so snuggle up and let's dim the lights.
Romantic dinner out just for two, Bamboo. I only mate once a year, panda babies. The magic's gonna happen tonight.
Oh, sweetie. You're top of my to-do list.
Think I won't be able to. Ooh. Resist.
I look at you and think I totally would.
But sunshine, we've not even kissed.
Here at the zoo, Alice and Sunny, it's Scotland and it doesn't get hot a lot. It's cold and it rains most of the year. A panda babies in this weather? Ha ha! Yeah, right. Come on, little fellas. Just give it a try. Come on, cuties. The time has come to do the good deed and breed. This will make you feel fine. A panda babies. Some music from Big Barry White.
Feels so good.
Sweetie cutie, I like to eat shoots and leaves, but please let me pour you some wine. Panda babies is what I'm really after tonight.
You might have to trim those claws. Oh, but I like the look of your big paws. Just think of the enormous queue. If there was a
tiny baby, little me.
Here at the zoo.
But bad news, baby, my mating season's only 3 days in May. So you'll have to just wait, panda babies. There's no chance that it's happening tonight.
Oh, you're saying it's not happening tonight.
Uncle, big boy.
So I might as well just say night-night.
Bamboo. 2012 was the year that Martin joined us.
Oh.
Have you been with us that long?
Yes, since 2012.
2012, because Dingo had left to go back to Australia and Martin replaced Dingo as the producer on the show.
He was on probation for a year.
And actually, a little story behind this song as well is that we were going to make this song all about alcohol and about having a Christmas takeaway. And it was all about having bottles of vodka and bottles of wine and bottles of beer and stuff like that. And Martin, with his sensible head on Arlene, said, no, 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 that encourages irresponsible drinking.
It does, and we thought, indeed. He has a point.
Yeah, so and it was actually you that came up with the idea, wasn't it, for this one?
Yes, I think it came from, we were trying to do rhyming. You know, we were looking along the lines of the original song.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out what rhymes with what.
Yeah.
And we came up with rice.
That's right.
And from there, it kind of stemmed from having a takeaway on Christmas Day, didn't it?
That's right, yeah. So it's all about, you invited everybody around to Christmas Day at your house. You've got to cook all the food. Next year, you can't be bothered. You're just going to phone the local Chinese and get 8 spring rolls.
Long time ago, I said to them, I would cook on Christmas Day. Now I've thought it over twice. Let's just get takeaway.
Pass my phone, I'll give them a ring and get delivery. They bring it right up to your door, even on Christmas Day. Chicken curry, boiled rice, skewers of chicken satay.
Turkey is a taste delight, but to cook, it's just too hard.
The local Chinese will cook for us. I think they're called the Lahaki Star. Grab some beers, I'll give them a ring. I'll get some spare ribs too.
Let's get some spicy bird nest soup and a tub of chicken chow mein.
Oh, hello, yes. Is that the Lucky Star? Yeah, are you delivering today? Oh, you are brilliant. Can I have 4 number 29s, a 36? Can I get some spring rolls? Yeah, just 4 spring rolls.
A book, someone's at the door.
Hiya, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Mr. Pants, how are you doing?
What's that? We're getting Chinese in. Brilliant.
Hiya, Sam.
Hi. Oh, is there food?
Dave Connor's here.
Hey, guys. Sam sent me a text to say we're all having Chinese.
And he's brought carry out.
Actually, make that 8 spring rolls. Oh, yeah, can I have another portion of fried rice as well, please, and some prawn crackers. Brilliant. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Within 3 miles, delivery's free. Order 40 quid and you get some free prawn crackers, 8 spring rolls and some hot beef kung po, pineapple fritters for sweet.
Oh, get a seafood platter too, the one that's got king prawn. And if we don't finish it tonight, we'll have what's left the morn.
The food is here, someone ordered crispy aromatic duck.
I'm not paying my share for that. Someone is chancing their luck.
The rest is very reasonably priced, even on Christmas Day. 8 spring rolls, I'm feeling so, so hungry. 8 spring rolls, you taste so very lovely. 8 spring rolls,
dipped in that tangy soy sauce that tastes so nice.
Oh, it tastes so bad, eight spring rolls.
This beats your homemade cooking,
eight spring rolls.
Quick whilst no one is looking,
seven spring rolls.
They even brought us a calendar for 2013.
Hope it's Tommy Daly,
six spring rolls.
These spring rolls are fantastic.
Five spring rolls.
They're just the wee ones. You only get one bite.
Four spring rolls.
A great idea. Beats cooking every time.
I hope there's some wine in the fridge.
Get extra spare ribs. I'm not sharing.
You want a spring roll?
Three spring rolls.
You should have got more spring rolls, you donut.
Two spring rolls.
I am starving.
Did you eat them all, you fat?
One spring roll.
One, seriously, save me for myself. Have a spring roll.
2013. Ah, it seems like ages ago, doesn't it, Arlene? It was only last year.
I know.
Yeah, 12 months ago. And we did eventually get away with doing a song about being drunk at Christmas time. And I remember the do you remember the video we did as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was quite a mammoth shoot, I remember, in various locations.
That's right. And we had to get everybody who works here at Forth involved because we had to recreate the Christmas party. And quite similarly to the first song, The Fairy Tale of New York, it's about waking up the next day after your Christmas party. And, you know, you have big gaps in your memory from the night before.
Yes, trying to piece it all together.
And then suddenly hits you. Oh, my God, I did that.
Yeah, it's like one big horrible jigsaw.
That's right. And, of course, you get the fear. And it's the most horrible feeling, the fear.
We have woken up today with the fear. Last night we were drinking and what were we thinking? We had so much beer. And what's happened next isn't clear.
There's a couple of things I recall. The boss took up bashing my boobs I was flashing. And then worst of all, I snogged some random bloke called Paul.
We were dancing on tables, we thought we were able to move like they do on Strictly.
Whilst doing the tango, my hand you just let go, I wiped out the big Christmas tree.
It's the most horrible feeling, the fear. I pulled down my blue jeans and climbed on the machine and copied my ring.
I just hope that you didn't leave a smear. It really was shocking, the mince you were talking.
Me and my enormous gob.
The boss's face was grim because you just told him exactly where to shove his jaw.
It's the most horrible feeling, the fear. It really was grotesque what you left on his work desk. It'll end your career.
So let's have some mulled wine. Because the bottom line is the only way to call time on the field.
Did you like my ding-dongs?
They were... I think they were the best bit, Martin, of that song, yes.
They are impressive, your ding-dongs.
Thank
and
you very much.
Not quite as impressive as yours, though, Arlene. So we've now... We've reached 2014, and of course, it's our Christmas song for this year. Again, times are tough, and nobody's got much money, and we decided to save a few quid. How can you save a few quid at Christmas time? Well, you don't have to go buying expensive presents like Ferraris and helicopters. People are quite happy with something that's quite cheap and cheerful, like a 9-pack of Penguins.
Yes.
Or a box of Always for those special days. That was my favourite line in the song. So we hope you enjoy it, and we hope you've enjoyed our little listen back to our Christmas songs from the past 11 years on the show. Next year we're going to do an album, aren't we?
We'll see. Yeah. If the lawyers allow it.
Okay, we're going to try and do an album and hopefully raise some money for Cash for Kids. In the meantime, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening. And here comes our Christmas song for 2014. Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland.
Christmas time, so expensive.
There's no need to feel so pensive.
To save a few quid.
Just do what we did.
Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland.
For a candle that'll please her.
To a big box of Maltesers.
For those special days.
A pack of always.
Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland.
In the Kingsgate Centre in Dunfermline. And St James's Shopping in the town.
You can buy a can of Heinz spaghetti. For £1.
Everybody loves a penguin.
You're in luck, cause they've got them.
A Christmas Day snack.
There's 9 in a pack.
Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland.
Thanks.
How much are these Mr. Kipling's cakes?
They're £1, Marty.
Here, what about this cheese grater?
It's £1, or everything's £1.
Oh, what about this Derma V10 anti-aging hand and nail cream?
It's £1.
Is this Fairy Liquid £1?
No, it's £5.
Really?
No, it's £1!
Near the meadows, catch the 35 bus. It'll take you down to Sunny Leaf.
There you'll find another Poundland open. So buy a tube of Colgate for their tea.
Don't ask what things are costing. The staff find it exhausting.
Whatever you've found, it costs just £1.
Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland. Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland.
It's £1.
Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland.
Just one coin.
Do your Christmas shopping at Poundland.
It's Christmas time.
Happy Christmas.
Fourth one.